If you are treating an extraction case, how do you retract the canines? Probably the three most common ways are elastomeric chains, nickel-titanium coils, and closing loops. Nickel-titanium closed coil springs are more expensive than the other two alternatives, and I suspect that most orthodontists who use nickel-titanium closed coil for retraction are willing to pay the additional costs because they believe, as advertised by the manufacturer, that these coils deliver a constant force over a longer range of activation. Is this true? A study titled In Vivo Force Decay of Nickel-Titanium Closed Coil Springs by Crystal Cox et al., which appeared in the April 2014 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics, addressed this question. The objective of this study was to evaluate changes in force decay properties of nickel-titanium closed coil springs after clinical use. In order to do this, the authors developed two groups for testing. The first group consisted of 11 patients for whom 30 springs were placed. This group was identified as the clinical springs group. The second group consisted of 15 springs that were placed on stainless steel plates that were stretched to 11 millimeters of coil activation. These springs were stored, stretched in a laboratory in an artificial saliva medium. In both groups, the springs were tested at 4, 8, and 12 weeks of activation. I should note that nickel-titanium closed coil springs that were used in this study were 150 grams Centiloy nickel-titanium coil springs from Dentsply GAC International, which were advertised to deliver a force of 150 grams without deformation or force change when stretched in a range of 3 to 15 millimeters. All springs came from the same manufacturing lot. When the authors evaluated the force levels in the two groups, at 4, 8, and 12 weeks, what do you think they found? First of all, they found that the springs on average lost approximately 12% of their initial force after 4 weeks of clinical use, and there was an additional drop in force of about 7% between 4 and 8 weeks of use, after which force levels appeared to stabilize. They also found that there was essentially no difference when the spring forces were measured in vivo on the clinical patients versus in vitro in the laboratory. This finding somewhat surprised me because many researchers believe that in vitro research gives a much different material profile compared with clinical use. Despite the decrease in force at 4 and 8 weeks, the nickel-titanium closed coil springs achieved space closure at a rate of approximately 1 millimeter per month, which seems to me to be a reasonable rate of closure. It was also noted that there was significant variability in individual springs, even though they all came from the same manufacturing lot. The bottom line of this study is that while the nickel-titanium springs did not deliver a constant force as advertised by the manufacturer, they were effective in closing space. Does the increased duration of activation of these springs warrant their additional cost? That's a decision you'll have to make based on your own experience. You can find this article in the April 2014 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics.